Does that make sense? Am I saying it intelligibly?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a very confusing subject to talk about because most of us think about the relationships in our lives, and most of us think about the difficulties or the bad things that have happened, and we take that kind of idea, that kind of exhortation, as meaning we have to do something with or for that person. It may or it may not, but an open heart is a wiser heart than a non-open heart, and will tell you, usually. You'll know better and quicker what's right for you or what's right in the situation.
I guess I'm looking at it as applying it on a grander scale, because if it's true for one thing and you're saying it's true for everything, then how do you look at it like terrorists, for instance, 9/11? How do you look at it on a grand scale like that? How are we all supposed to have an open heart? Like, what would that mean?
It would mean you don't close your heart to he who is a terrorist in concept. Most of us don't ever meet a terrorist, but all of us have heard of terrorists. And when we hear about it, what we do is we eliminate ourselves from the equation. How we do that is we say, that idiot could do that, that madman could do that, I could never do that. That man is crazy, I'm not. We make a wall, we make a separation. And my absolute saying to you is that anything anyone can do, you can do. If it can manifest in someone somewhere, it's also in you. So if you wanna, there's no requirement that you understand the terrorist. What I'm saying is it would be wise of you not to close your heart because there are terrorists. If you really want to not have a closed heart, even toward terrorists, then find a terrorist in you. If you think murderers are these horrible people who are so unlike you, find the murderousness in you. Don't deny that it can happen to you. Don't deny that anything that can happen to anyone and anything anyone can do could have been, under different circumstances, you. Don't see such a black and white difference between you and everyone else, including those who are clearly deranged, including those who are clearly evil, including those who are clearly different than you in 1,000 different ways. And yet, there's no difference. So, yes, I'm not saying go find a way to take a terrorist to lunch and see what makes them tick. No pun intended. What I am saying is don't fall into the too high price of closing your heart because someone else is nuts. You don't have to have them in your life, but you would be wise to not close yourself. You would be wise to not numb yourself. You would be wise to not shun that part of yourself that is the same in them. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Is that what you mean by open your heart? Just recognize that you have those things inside you?
That's the core understanding. That's the core insight. But once that insight really happens,
right,
for real, not as an idea,
right,
not as a belief, not as a nice slogan, not as a spiritual this or that, but once you see that as truth for yourself, with your own eyes,
right,
then it changes what happens in you in relation to anything that comes along. You know, I used to say I could never murder someone until I finally saw I could murder someone.